All right. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Let us pray. The Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your presence. I thank you for every opportunity to come into your presence and commune with you. Lord, bless us to speak your word today, all of us, to your edification, to be a blessing to your people. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Last week, we started in chapter 15. In John, in the communion class. And when I left the church, as I was on my way home, I was thinking about abiding in the Lord and his word abiding in you. And then I thought about the challenge that people have to do that. And while I was thinking on these things, the Lord talked to me about how people allow things that they shouldn't. He called them allowances. It's like they don't realize it, but the things that's allowed, it works against everything. It works against the word. It works against the, it affects everything. It affects your relationship with the Lord in every way. And I said, Lord, that sounds a lot like reserves. Years ago, I used to, in his presence, he taught me that when people hold back certain things and they don't yield it to him and let it go, he called those reserves. I said, Lord, and as he was giving me the revelation, I'm like, I said, that sounds a lot like reserves, but I know it's not. What's the difference? He said, reserves are what they hold back on purpose. Allowances are what they allow. You know, sometimes people don't realize it. And I said, Lord, you're going to have to help me teach this. And then he gave me a format. When Jesus was tempted by the enemy, Satan said, if you be the Son of God, turn this bread into stone. Mm-hmm. Turn this stone into bread. Well, Jesus didn't say no. He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. He completely extinguished that fiery dart.
He did.
He didn't just say no.
And what was that word coming from?
The word of God.
God. It was coming out of the devil's mouth.
Mm-hmm. And the enemy, he decided to use the word. You know, he's quoted Psalm 91. If you throw yourself off this mountain, you know the angels will catch you. They won't let you hurt your foot on the stone. And then Jesus said, it is written, you don't tempt the Lord God Almighty. You know, you don't tempt the Lord. Every time the enemy said something, he didn't just, he extinguished the whole thought.
Amen.
He didn't allow any of it
out
in his heart. Mm-hmm. All the way down to the last one, he said, if you worship me, I give you all these kingdoms. Mm-hmm. And it was his to give. And he said, "You only man should not should worship no one but God." And he extinguished every fiery dart completely. And I thought, and then I'm still thinking about this, you know. And
yeah.
Joshua, our heart is just like Canaan land, Jerusalem. God told the Hebrews to drive out all of the Canaanites, all of them. And don't let them live there. Kill them or drive them out, either one. And they got to go.
Right.
Well, they didn't finish. They never finished. And they became like thorns in their sides.
Amen.
It's the same thing with us. Whatever we don't finish driving out, it will hinder us. It can interfere with our will, our conviction. A soldier can't fight no greater than his conviction. And the word said, lay aside every weight and sin mm-hmm. that so easily beset you. Now, some of the things that's allowed are not sins. It's just an allowance can be lack of knowledge, doubt, unbelief, unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is a sin, but it could be something that you don't expect, that you don't see right off. Reserves are things people hold on to, you know, like Pastor was saying, you know, My parents used to fuss and fight, used to fuss or cuss or whatever, and that's what I do. And they don't do anything about it. They held back. They held that back on purpose. But allowances are not always on purpose. It's just, it's like the Canaanites in Canaan land. They are allowed to be there. The Gibeonites deceived Joshua.
Yes, they did.
Now, they was wise on their part, but Joshua, that wasn't obedience. When God says something, do exactly that. And you have to condition your heart to do. And that's what it, these are the kind of things we learn as and we do as we abide in him. In order to abide in him, we have to learn what he's saying and then by faith agree with it on purpose. And then we can do all of these things without say any form of satanic interference. Or the interference of, you know, of tradition. And tradition can be is allowed. Many people allow their traditions to, they put it on a higher pedestal than the Word of God.
That's what happened in Jerusalem, you know.
Yeah.
They put walls around the Word of God and everything. It was all tradition.
Yeah.
You couldn't even see the law.
And when the Word came to them, they didn't even know him. And he came to his own received him not. Now, when the Lord showed me this, I was like, I never thought about allowances before. I thought about reserves, and I endeavored to make sure that I didn't have any. And things like fear. As I walked with the Lord, if I found something, I started dealing with it. And that helped me, because my goal was to live in his presence, like I did in the prayer room. Wherever I am, whether I'm at work or wherever I am, I want to be just like I am in that prayer room.
Yeah.
And I was asking the Lord how to do it. And these are the kind of things that I learned. And you have to make adjustments.
That's true. And be aware of his presence.
Mm-hmm. And most people are not aware of what the, you know, the denominational preachers that teach that speaking in tongues went out with the apostles thing. They have no scripture for it. And none of them did the research, because that's not what the Word teaches. And then they avoid the books that teach these things. Because
speaking in tongues is actually a sign that Jerusalem is still under judgment.
Yeah.
Speaking in tongues.
And then it's 5 hours a day. You can pray in tongues. That's one of the main things. When you don't know what to pray for, pray in the Holy Spirit too. And then the Lord can, one lady said that, you know, I noticed that when I pray in tongues a lot, I learn a lot. Because mm-hmm. she's praying for her.
Right.
She's praying for her education. And the Holy Spirit will mm-hmm. have you to pray for what you need the most so that he can show you. And then you can pray for others. If I hear about any danger, I pray in the Holy
mm-hmm.
Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord know I'm trying to help with that situation, but I don't know how to pray for it, so he does, and I pray till I start laughing. So all these things are necessary, and they're missing out because they put a tradition on a higher plane than God's Word. So in last week we talked about how he said, I am the vine, and my Father is the husband. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. And Ray asked the question if a person's not bearing fruit, are they out of the kingdom? If a person's not bearing fruit, if every child of God, if they, as long as they're in Christ, they do bear fruit. The only way a person can't bear fruit is if they they literally walk out of the kingdom. You have to. You made the light. If we are the light, then your presence it exposes darkness for what it is. Some Christians are not as active as others, but if they're in Him, they're in Him. But if people get in rebellion and you know they can't bear any fruit, it's a greater problem than just not bearing fruit. But He said, every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. So he helped us to bear fruit. If we're not, the only example I know is the book of Sardis. They had a name, a reputation for being in love with God, but they left their first love, and they became lukewarm. And he said he spit them out of his mouth. One pastor said lukewarm is the lowest form of backsliding, because you have a reputation of being in, but you're out. If the Lord's going to spit them out, they love the world and not him. They left their first love. They left the things of God. Everything became something else. They put traditions first. But that's not easy for a Christian to do, because your heart wants to obey God. And you have to get into some form of compromise to do that, to even do that. Listen, now we made it down to verse 7 last week. It said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done to you. One scripture Jesus said, the Father always hear me. He said, Father, I know you always hear me. And I said, I want God to answer all my prayers. and he does. But some things, the Lord can't, he's limited if we don't grow in him. Things that we allow that we shouldn't can limit his ability to do what he want to do in our lives. I told my son, I said, always be honest with God. And my cousin, too, I talked to one of my cousins this week. We had a good conversation. And I said, if a person can be honest with God and then obey him, there's no limit. We can do all things. But the key thing is abide in me and my words abide in you. The word of God alive in you. The Holy Spirit alive in you, and you and him. Y'all are in communion together. And then the word is going to help you do all, whatever you have to do. There is no limitations. And every fiery dart of the enemy can be extinguished. And when you have, that's why when I'm believing God for something, I push. He said, what you push, I push. What you pull, I pull. In other words, you're going to learn things as you endeavor that you can't learn otherwise. And as you, whatever the Holy Spirit bring to your attention, just yield it to him. And take full authority over it. Kill the fire all the way, put it out and go forward.
This is a good verse, I guess, for those who say, well, what if you ask for something outside of God's will? Will you get that too?
You won't.
And this verse answers that. It says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, well, if you do that, you won't be asking for things outside of his will. Mm-hmm. You're abiding in him. His words abide in you, right?
You know what?
So that's the answer to that.
And if you abide in him and your words abide in you, you're going to ask for more than you would have. Because, Lord, sometimes I say, Lord, I need so much. He said, you're not asking for enough.
That's good.
He regards our prayers are very much to him. Okay. In 2 Corinthians.
When y'all release your faith as you take this. Release some faith out on this, not just the scripture alone. Let's release some faith.
You have to believe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You have to say something, releasing your faith.
Mm-hmm. Because our prayers don't have to be hindered,
See, it's like, the scripture right here, abide in me and I'll abide in you. Mm-hmm. Unless you believe what he's actually saying right there, that's just words. And a lot of people, man, I've noticed this, that they, all they do is reading it. Oh, they may say that, but they're not acting. And you can tell people and everything, man, that really believe that by their actions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometime I say, I will not doubt. I refuse to doubt. And I think of things that, and it works. Okay, in 1 Corinthians 11:24. As we take this, we're going to conquer. Let's take what's ours. He said, and when he had given thanks, he break it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Every need you have concerning healing or anything that you want done, Jesus paid the price. He said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. In verse 25, after the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. The blood prevails. Amen. Dear Lord, I thank you for communing with you. I thank you for every opportunity to commune with you, talk to you, enjoy your presence. Lord, help us to do all that's in your heart. Take us to where you're going, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.